This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago area transit agencies are $770 million in the hole. Plans to address that deficit and reform the CTA, Metra, and PACE stalled this week at the Illinois State House. Although one revenue strategy that did pass the Senate and was ignored by the House included a small fee on deliveries like DoorDash or Amazon. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson told reporters today the state should consider alternate revenue sources before taxing everyday riders.
We do have to have substantive conversations around revenue streams that challenges the rich in this state to step up in a way that does not continue to place the burden on working people.
Lawmakers could return to Springfield for a special summer session to revisit the bill that passed in the Senate or negotiate a new one. The Sun-Times reports some transit services, though, could face cuts if a deal is not reached by the fall veto session. Despite an Illinois law that bars cooperating with immigration officials, Illinois State Police are sharing their gang database with ICE. A report from WTTW found state police have been sharing information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement through a statewide law enforcement computer system that includes citizenship information and suspected gang affiliation. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul declined to comment on whether this data sharing violates the Illinois Trust Act. The Chicago Fire plan to build a new stadium in the South Loop. The 22,000-seat stadium would be built on the 78. It's a vacant space along Roosevelt Road near the Chicago River. Kurt Bailey is president of Related Midwest, the development group that owns the 78. And Bailey tells the Sun-Times the stadium will do more than just host fire games.
It's Premier League watch parties at our big public spaces, you know, surrounded by all the restaurants and bars that we're going to have, and creating this really cool environment that even if there's not a fire game, this is a place you want to go. This is a place you want to watch soccer with your friends. This is a place you want to get to by utilizing the river.
Related Midwest has been in discussions with the Chicago White Sox to build a new stadium in that same space. And Bailey says a new stadium for the White Sox could still fit on the site, but his current focus is on a stadium for the Fire. And the White Sox are in the middle of a four-game series against the Detroit Tigers, and one Tiger player is very familiar to Chicagoans. Former Cubs shortstop Javi Baez is now playing center field for the Tigers and having a little bit of a renaissance. Baez says he's feeling good physically after having hip surgery in 2024, and playing on the best team in baseball doesn't really hurt either.
Since I got here, really, there's really, really good attitude and really good vibe in the clubhouse. So all the guys, they know the type of talent they got and they had before. So they knew and they prepared for this moment.
The White Sox lost the first game of that series 13-1 on Monday, game two tonight. You're listening to The Rundown. A new opera premiering in Chicago highlights the lesser-known women at the forefront of the civil rights movement. Chicago Opera Theater is staging this production through Sunday, and my colleague Courtney Kippers has more.
When Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white rider on a segregated bus, the world took notice. But as the new opera, She Who Dared, tells it, Parks was part of a larger movement that was taking hold in the late 1950s in Montgomery, Alabama. Here's librettist Deborah Deep Mouton, who wrote the story.
For me, this idea came out of my mother telling me that I had a cousin who sat on the bus before Rosa Parks. And at first, I just kind of thought she was making up things. But the more I dug into it, I actually found someone with her maiden name, Browder, Aurelia Browder, who did sit on the bus 5 months before Rosa Parks.
Mouton and composer Jasmine Ariel Barnes are believed to be the first team of Black women to write a professionally staged opera. She Who Dared tells the story of Aurelia Browder and six other women who laid the groundwork for the Montgomery bus boycott. The activist efforts eventually changed history.
If not us, who?
Over time, that history has really zeroed in on Parks. She's part of this opera too, but in a way that seeks to correct the record. She did not stay seated because she was frail or tired, says Barnes.
The reality was she trained for it. It was planned. She knew exactly when she was going to do it. She knew the bus driver.
Yet, the opera humanizes a moment of doubt that Parks has before she boards the bus. That moment fuels an aria sung by Jacqueline Eccles McCarley. Parks is wondering, will this even matter? Lawrence Edelson is head of the Chicago Opera Theater. For him, this aria also underscores that Barnes and Mouton are making their own history with this show.
And I will put that aria up with something by Puccini or by Mozart or by Verdi in terms of the emotional punch and the melodic beauty. It is just stunning.
The work arrives in a turbulent era. The Trump administration in recent months has sought to weaken enforcement of the Civil Rights Act and has lodged attacks on diversity programs and public funding for the arts. Mouton says that backdrop brings a new meaning to their work.
I think that we always knew the work we were doing was important, but there's like this incendiary nature to the work now that I didn't expect, where now this push for equality and this push for listen to us and we have value feels more like a rallying cry than it does a commentary on the past.
She Who Dared premieres tonight at the Studebaker Theater. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Burn it down! Burn it!
Weather, hazy and very windy today, a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, very good chance you're going to see some showers and thunderstorms, a low in the mid-60s. And then Wednesday, more showers and thunderstorms, temperature falling to the mid-60s by mid-afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.